This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Okay, I'm going to make a prediction to you. Okay, I'm seeing all this stuff. I see this in the chat room. The NRA has come out, and they're calling for people, or they're calling for a study to see if bump fire stocks should be eliminated, taken down, whatever, however you want to call it. I don't know what you want to call it. And that's the first thing they've said regarding this. I'm not real sure how I feel about this currently. However, this is what I'm going to say about the bump fire stock. It's an accessory. It was greenlit by the ATF during the Obama administration. It, like anything else on this planet, can be abused, prostituted, used in an aberrational manner to harm someone. I can use a flower pot to kill somebody if I want to. So, it's the low-hanging fruit right now, folks, and that's what they're going to go for right now. But, I don't know what else they're going to get from it, and we're going to talk about some of the stuff they want to do. Now, I really wish I had come of age in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, you know, because everything about that period, including, you know, what might have happened militarily if I'd been involved in that, was fine. I would have gladly done it in that era. One of the things I loved about that era was Frank Sinatra. I liked everything about Frank Sinatra. I liked the way he acted. I liked the way he sounded. I like that he was a bad boy. Nowadays Justin Bieber has to get out there and he gets all tatted up and he drives his car really fast, and that's their version of a bad boy. Not with Frank. Frank was way out there on the edge. And I mean, he dabbled in politics a little bit. His daughter, Nancy Sinatra, who I've also liked her stuff, and I think she is a fine entertainer. She has decided to get involved and give her opinion of what should happen because of Las Vegas. And realize a lot of people that you've never heard from are going to pipe up about this, because a lot of performers now make their living in Las Vegas. Nancy Sinatra was one of them that had lived in and out of there, first with her father, then by herself. And, you know, she got out of there. On Twitter today, she said the murderous members of the NRA should face a firing squad. Such a modest proposal. Kill every member of the National Rifle Association. Not every member of the NRA, by the way, is actually a gun owner. Some of them actually support the Constitution as is and like the guarantees of the American citizen having the right to fight back. And unfortunately, I mean, you got to understand, if Frank Sinatra is one of five people that if I could meet them, I would really, really, I mean, that would be a thing for me. That would be Bruce Lee's another one. Jimmy Stewart, you know, people like that. And for Nancy to get out there and say this, not surprising, and at the same time, still a little upsetting. And it also illustrates a really fine point. That's why we should never give up guns, because the people that feel this way about us, even if it's Frank Sinatra's little girl, who's in her 70s now, if that's the way they feel, then don't expect us to sit back and say, we're sheep. Don't expect that. Don't expect that. This came from the Daily Cause. Pat pushed this on. Then we see other people coming up on Twitter. Eric Erickson, formerly of Red State, now radio host. We won't ever have to worry about serious gun control. No one will give up their guns with people like Nancy Sinatra saying this. Then someone said, your violence is noted, tweeting something vile. I'm not even a gun person, but I don't generalize about everyone who has a gun as murderers. Nancy Sinatra replying, I didn't say everyone. I said the murderous members of the NRA. A third person chimed in, that makes you every bit as horrible as you believe them. And Nancy Sinatra came back and said, whatever you say. Then, oh, okay, Sinatra doesn't want to execute every gun owner, just those in the NRA. No biggie. Kennedy of Fox News. So you are so anti-gun, you want to kill millions of people you disagree with guns? And Dana Lash, of course. Hi, at Nancy Sinatra. Before you have millions of innocents killed, can you explain to those people why they should die? That just cracks me up. Listen, we can sit back. People like Nancy Sinatra, one, they have no idea what a regular person does in their life. No point of reference. She knows how to arrange music. She knew how to dance. She knew how to be in a movie. She did not know what it is like to go get your own cup of coffee. She did not know what it is like to go to the bank by herself. She didn't know any of that stuff. She doesn't know any of that stuff. So for her to get out there, and this is just, you know, it's hard for me to keep a lot of malice in here when I'm dealing with somebody this simple. They're very complicated on one side, and on the other side, which is the regular world, they are completely, completely lost. Now, Jimmy Kimmel got out there the other day, and he said that Trump had made it easier for the mentally ill to get guns. Now, did Trump rescind a bill? That is technically true. He did scrap Obama-era regulations concerning mental illness reporting for gun background checks. But it was a very narrow scope for this regulation. And his legislative move did not effectively prevent most mentally ill Americans from being barred from legally purchasing firearms. This was more along the lines of, if you are in the Social Security system and you get your Social Security benefit, if you're disabled and in the Social Security system and you get your benefit check and then you go straight, you cash it and you go straight to the store and you spend all of your money on Slim Jims and lotto tickets, you need a financial fiduciary to take care of your money for you, and therefore, you are now ruled mentally defective, and you cannot buy a gun. So, that's, you know, I don't know how that went from one to the other. Now, in the chat room, they're talking about what Nancy Pelosi said, and we're going to cover that in just a minute. But Nancy Pelosi basically says, I hope it is a slippery slope. She's willing to start with the banning the bump fire stock, but then she wants universal background checks. They want all kinds of restrictions. And if they could, they would do away with the Second Amendment. And Nancy, I'm afraid that, you know, you're just going to lose on that one, lady. Your party is about to dump you, so, I mean, enjoy your last hurrah. You and Hillary can go on a tour together, I guess, and get out there and, you know, press the flesh and all the other things that old women that were in politics that can't understand that they are no longer pertinent do. Maybe you, too, could write a book. You could call yours What Had Happened Was, because, you know, Hillary's is What Happened. Of course, mine, If I'd ghostwritten Hillary's book, it would have been really slow, really quick book. You know, it would have been a front cover, a nice jacket on the front cover, back cover, nice jacket on the back cover, page just saying loser in the middle. That's the text of the book. Done. Nancy, of course, is not a loser. She's always been put up in place by her equally liberal San Francisco district that keeps reelecting her, but nothing lasts forever, Nancy. You're about to find that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go! Quincy Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
Well, I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. All of the journalists that are covering this little event right now and getting out there and saying that bump fire stocks take a semi-auto and turn it into a machine gun and all this other stuff, you guys are bringing your profession deeper and deeper into the black hole of disrepute. And you're filling a bunch of broadcasts and websites with false claims and irrelevant commentary. Two examples from yesterday illustrate the profound stupidity that many reporters from the legacy, fakacy outlets, who are paid to know something about the subjects they cover, display in when they're reporting on firearms. First up, USA Today reporter Heidi Prisbilla, who appeared on MSNBC and endorsed Hillary Clinton's unverifiable and desultory claim that the Las Vegas massacre would have been even deadlier had he used a silencer. Imagine how much worse that would have made the situation there, Stephanie, if the officials, the people in the hotel, couldn't tell where the gunfire was coming from, and to quickly apprehend that man and stop him from slaughtering even more people, she said to MSNBC host the clueless Stephanie Ruhle. And by the way, for any of you out there, I'll pay any of you $1,000 to stand beside a weapon with no hearing protection on that is silenced, and I get to shoot an entire magazine out of it. If you want to stand, you can't put your fingers in your ears, you can't move away from the firing line, you have to stand there and take it. All of you that think that silencers just make them go, $1,000. Anybody going to take me up on that one? I've never owned one. I've been around people using them. The reason I don't want one is because I don't really think they do that much. Taking a sound that sounds like a loud jackhammer and taking it down to merely the sound of a regular jackhammer, that's not doing a whole lot of stuff for all the stuff you've got to go through to get it. Now, maybe if they pull it off of the NFA, I might consider one for a 9mm and a 5.56. You have a supersonic round coming out of an AR. Even if you silenced all of the report of the gun, the sonic crack of the round gives it away. 130 decibels is the same thing as a commercial jet during takeoff. And Prisbilla's, I hope that's how you pronounce her name, I don't want to get it wrong, her inane commentary was further undermined by the previously reported fact that the Las Vegas police were able to pinpoint his location in the hotel because the gun smoke activated the fire alarm in the room, and in this case, the volume of the shooter's weapons had literally nothing to do with the reason for his detection by police. None of that mattered to Prisbilla and her equally oblivious partner in crime. They were content to parrot the irrelevant talking points to slam Republicans for their support of a bill that would loosen restrictions on silencers, a proposal that has no bearing whatsoever on the Las Vegas attack. That's like saying, you know, if they'd been shooting ballistic missiles, well, you know, the GOP has a bill loosening up the ownership of ballistic missiles. Really? Let's just play the what-if game. Then comes, you know, they don't want to be outdone. CBS News published a story on Wednesday that said the Las Vegas shooter's rifles fired automatic rounds. Boys, girls, and if you shooters out there, you got any automatic ammunition? That's a type of ammunition, ladies and gentlemen, that you cannot buy in the stores because it doesn't exist. The weapons he used, CBS said, while the guns he used were fired automatic rounds, they were perfectly legal under ATF rules. Weapons, CBS reporter Ed Liefeld. He said, machine guns, weapons that fire multiple shot with one pull of the trigger, have been technically illegal since the mid-1980s. Which, even that is not completely correct, and I'll get to that in a second. Yet, while the guns that Stephen Paddock used to shoot more than 500 people in Las Vegas fired automatic rounds, they were perfectly legal according to rules established by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. You can go out today, and if you go through the NFA process, and if you pony up enough money to buy a really nice car, you can buy an automatic weapon. You can. They're not outlawed. They are highly restricted. They are registered. You have to follow a very, very set of guidelines, and you can buy them. There haven't been any new ones made that are available to civilians since 1986 due to the Hughes Amendment, which is what drove the price of them up. And the expectation is that one day these things will all break down, and then they're not allowed. You can't fix them. You can't replace parts on them or anything. So I think that's the case. And if that is the case, then one day they'll go away. Which they'll still be around, but they won't be in civilian hands. But, you know, really, truly, the joke's on you, gun grabbers, because at the end of the day, semi-automatic rules in combat. Liefeld was likely trying to explain that the guns mimicked full auto fire or fired like machine guns, which is not true either. And to his credit, the rest of the story offered an informative rundown on the types of legally available accessories it can use to make a semi-automatic rifle shoot like a full auto model, which is also not true. A bump fire stock is bouncing your finger on the trigger based upon the recoil of the weapon. When you pull the weapon out with your support hand on the handguard, you're pulling away from your body. Your trigger finger hits the trigger. The gun recoils straight back. The bump fire stock pushes your finger off of the trigger with a little ridge that comes up around the trigger guard. Then you pull back out again, because you've got to maintain that constant pressure for this to work this way. And then your finger hits the trigger again. You are pulling the trigger maybe 400 times a minute. Which is not really true, because you're going to run out of magazine. You're going to run out of ammo in the magazine. So the rate is around 400, 420. Which is not quite half of what a true M4 will fire when it's got the right sear and everything else in it. So getting out there and saying this turns them into fully automatic rifles, no, it does not. It turns them into very rapidly firing semi-automatic rifles. It doesn't come. When I heard the video, the first thing I thought was that sounds, the distance, the interval between the shots almost sounds like my M60. And that's because it's firing slower. And everybody was out there saying, well, no, it's this and it's that and everything else. I was just listening for the interval, because I was listening to the sound of gunshots from 400 yards away on a mobile phone. So I was not going to be able to discern what kind of gun it was from that. I was going to be able to, you know, I could hear the interval. And the first thing I thought was, that sounds like the M60. Because I ran with one of those for 4.5 years. That slow pop, 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 pop. That's what it sounded like to me. Now, there were others saying, well, no, Bill, it was too light, too deep, not deep enough. It was a mobile phone recording, so I didn't pay too much attention to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I don't agree with the left very often because I'm not an idiot and because I love America, but when they once again say we must have a conversation about guns, I couldn't agree more. Let's have that conversation. And since all we've heard from you leftists that's shrieking at us all week, that's all I've heard, I'll start it off for you. You're not going to disarm us. Not ever. I feel good to have engaged in a constructive conversation with you. Thank you, leftists. We should have this conversation because in recent years we've seen a remarkable antipathy for the fact that normal Americans even have rights among those on the left. We should have this conversation to clear the air before the leftists push too far, and then the air gets filled with smoke. But we really don't need to have a conversation about our rights to keep and bear arms. They're rights, and there's nothing to talk about. And that goes for all of our rights that the left hates, like the right to speak and write freely, to practice our religion as we see fit, not to be railroaded by liberal authority without due process. They hate our rights because they hate us. And when we assert our rights, that gets in the way of their little itty-bitty malicious schemes to dominate us and to control us, and it makes them stamp their little sandaled feet in rage when we normal people just won't cooperate and surrender all of our rights. But we love our rights, and they're wonderful things with which we were endowed by our Creator, and which our beloved Constitution merely reiterates. For the left, including their little pets, the media, they think that our rights are merely iterated and that the left can take an eraser to the parchment and viola. No more pesky rights for you flyovers. No, thanks. I think we'll just keep them, all of them, unchanged. And that's and there's only one way we can lose them, unless a whole bunch of leftists buy a lot of guns, conduct a lot of tactical training, and stop being little weenies. I'm not worried about any of those things happening, particularly the last one. So as a practical matter, we only lose our rights if we allow ourselves to be shamed, threatened, whined, and lectured into giving them up by skeevy, tragedy buzzard polls, mainstream media meat puppets, and late-night chuckle monkeys whose names and faces all blend together into one unfunny, preachy blur. I don't see Jimmy Kimmel throwing on a Kevlar vest to go all Molon Lobby and risk his sorry carcass trying to separate normal Americans from our ability to defend ourselves, our family, and our Constitution from the people who constantly tell us how much they hate us. And yeah, they hate us. If you don't know that already, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you, but the left hates you. And because you're nice and you try to always act in good faith, you probably have a hard time accepting that the people on the other side don't. And you want to believe that we can just have some minor disagreements, but we can still all come together and blah, 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 blah. That's not happening unless they have a major reset to their mind. And thinking isn't its strong suit. So if you want to see the hate, wade into the social media cesspool, a world where no impulse is controlled, and if you only wait long enough, they'll tell you how they really feel. Did you see the people celebrating the attack on normal people at a country music festival? Did you see them pivot to calling us terrorists and murderers for refusing to give up our rights? And just check out what gets launched on Twitter and all kinds of people that you read, listen to, watch. Dana Loesch is getting really slapped around a lot because she's a conservative woman. And that's a double heresy. I am not inclined in any way to give up my abilities to defend myself in response to demands by people who eagerly tell me they want me enslaved or dead, or literally dead. And this isn't just a few loonies on social media. This verbal hyperbole is the leftist establishment's M.O. That's how they intend to strip us of our rights, via a constant campaign of hate that they hope somehow leads to us just giving them up. It's not just guns. Free speech? That's racist. And it causes violence, by which that means that the leftists will attack you if you attempt to speak freely. So the violence, you know, you're inviting it if you speak in front of people. Freely exercising your religion? Not if you violate the leftist scripture. Then you're a bigot and your livelihood must be destroyed, even though Sue and Shelley can wander two doors down and get someone else to decorate their nasty organic carrot wedding cake. Due process? Well, I hope that you love rape if you think that a young man accused of it should be informed of the charges against him, allowed to cross-examine the witnesses, and have an impartial judge. Do you phallocentric male-identifying men and others have any idea how much harder it is to railroad some guy in the name of smashing the patriarchy when you actually have to prove your case with evidence? Like any woman would ever make up a rape allegation out of whole cloth. And a fair trial? That's straight out of The Handmaid's Tale. And don't get me started on the hate crime of hatred that is misgendering. Why, calling a man a man, when Z got up this morning and decided Z was a non-binary, femme-leaning, twin-spirit otherkin, that's pretty much what Hitler did. So, let us continue the important conversation. How about this? How about we continue to speak freely, saying whatever we want, however we want, and you leftists just sit there and be offended? How about we practice our faith however we want, even if that means that some of us don't end up validating every one of your preferred personal picadillos? And how about we insist that everyone accused of something gets due process, a chance to defend himself or herself or zeerself? And we know that us having rights is inconvenient. And that's just too damn bad. Because we aren't asking you for our rights. We're telling you that we are not giving them up. So we're done walking on eggshells and playing your verbal minefield games. You can call us murderers and racists and sexists, homophobes and every other kind of phobe, every kind of ist, no matter what you invent, no matter what we do anyway, and it's all a lie. And it's also meaningless. You don't even believe it. It's just a rhetorical weapon and a lame one. But you fired all your ammo. The chamber is empty. Keep pulling the trigger on your little slanders, because we're woke to the scam and you're just shooting blanks at us. But let's continue the conversation. You're not going to pin the rampage of some scumbag on millions of people who didn't do it. You're not going to leverage his spree into disarming us, which is your ultimate goal. We know how you hate the idea that we're armed and independent, that we hold a lead veto over your fever dreams of a tyrannical rule. You know how important it is to us free citizens. You yearn to humiliate us by stripping us of our self-respect, by taking away a means of keeping ourselves free from the tyranny that people like you want to make. You never cared that 59 people were murdered. Some of you cheered. And it's a bad look to screech, "I'm glad you crackers are dead. Now heed my command to give up your guns." If you really cared about 59 people being murdered, you demand that the Chicago PD flood the ghetto and stop and frisk until every punk with a gun is disarmed, because 59 people get murdered there in a slow month. But oh wait, they got rights, right? But I thought that rights don't matter if taking rights away saves just one life. Let's not even get into the abortion thing. Jimmy Kimmel's head might explode, and that'd be a bad look for him. I guess, you know, no to all of your Democrat polls, your 23-year-old Vox scribblers, and your hack Hollywood goose thinking they have a say about our rights. They don't. You don't. And I guess that's the end of our little conversation, because we've already heard every little poisonous thing you have to say, and I don't have anything else to say except this. If you really, really want to go down that pathway, if you really, really feel like that's something you got to do, if you really, really want to disarm us, come on and try. You'll make us do something we don't want to do, but don't confuse that with what we will end up doing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I said last night I was talking about members of Congress that actually we would call it rucking up in the military. They would ruck. And a lot of people in my state of South Carolina have gotten a little upset with people like Trey Gowdy, for example. They think they've gone a little too native up there in D.C. Well, today, the old Trey Gowdy surfaced. He's decided to, right now in the overwhelming opinion, which is actually just a few things that are a few loud people. They're calling it the drumbeat for new gun control laws as it gets louder in Capitol Hill. Trey Gowdy has decided to take a different approach to the situation. He was on Fox News with Dana Perino, and he called on gun control proponents to verify that the slew of laws already on the books are being fully enforced before the government piles on new legislation or regulation. He said, we already have controls on what kind of guns you can have, where you can have them, when you can use them, and what individuals can possess even a single bullet. So the question to me is whether or not current controls are adequate, and there are two fundamental questions that you should put your finger on. What law had existed at the time would have prevented this, what law had it existed at the time would it have prevented this mass killing or another mass killing? What law, but for the lack of its implementation, could have prevented this? That's one question. The other question is, among the panoply of current gun laws, how are we doing enforcing them? He added that DOJ statistics show few prosecutions for a number of gun laws already on the books. I was really underwhelmed at the level of prosecution over the last 8 years. Under the Obama administration, prosecution for those who violated federal gun laws plummeted by 25%. Right now, prosecutions for those crimes are up under Jeff Sessions. So, I would think that that is actually a little, I mean, when you think about people like Jim Jordan, Jeff Duncan, Trey Gowdy, Grassley, ISA, all these guys that are in the House of Representatives, that are in leadership positions, have been in leadership positions, whatever you want to call it, they are without a doubt going to be the ones driving that horse, driving that car, whatever you want to call it, driving that wagon. And if they are, well then, there's not going to be much happening. Because everything that can be regulated is regulated. It is against the law to shoot people. People that get shot don't become more shot because of a weapon or the type of weapon or how many bullets the weapon holds. they're still shot. It's still heartbreaking, but it doesn't. You can't be more shot. And if you're going to propose all of these, see, one of the things that bugs me most about some of this legislative nonsense is that they always propose junk that's not applicable here. Right now they're going after the SHARE Act because it has silencers. So, and every time you say, don't say suppressor anymore. Say silencer and then gasp audibly. Gasp audibly. Because that's what they're doing. And just, you know, silencer, you say. I heard that it makes them only as loud as like a jackhammer. How loud's a jackhammer? Have a little fun with the idiots while they're doing it. But they would propose legislation that's on top of other legislation. It becomes quite redundant. How many different ways can it be illegal for you to kill somebody? I mean, I'm not trying to be oversimplified here. Some crimes like rape of children, rape of women. There's a lot of crimes that I can think of where you should go completely under the jail and maybe be put in a room with a bunch of rabid, hungry, ants covered in jelly or something. That would be a fitting punishment for a whole bunch of crimes. But see, that's why I'm not in charge of anything. I don't get to make those kinds of decisions. So, having said that, I don't know exactly what it is they want. I don't think they know exactly what it is they want. And that's a problem. That's a huge problem for them. Because not knowing what they want, they're going to be forced. This is the best part of this little gambit. This is the best part of this little gambit. With the advent of them wanting to have single payer, right? And with the reveal that was that poor child, Charlie Gard, with all of that, what do we have? We have a need for us to be disarmed. They know that we need to be disarmed. That's the problem. To get us disarmed so they can take us where they want us to go. They want to take us down the road of slavery. And if we don't want to do it, that's okay. They'll just kill us. We deserve to die. I've heard people that should know better. I've heard people like the lead singer for Motley Crue, Vince Neil. And after one of these horrific shootings, he got out there and said, if you believe you should own an AR-15, I don't want to see you coming to the shows. Vince, son, you don't get to make that call, I'm afraid. That's not your call to make. I want to see you get up on the stage. Well, I think they've quit now. I don't think they perform as Motley Crue anymore. But if I want to see you get up on the stage and sing Girls, 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 and all that other stuff, I'm going to come and you're going to do it because that's what you do. I'm the one that made you, me and people like me. Without me, you have no celebrity. It's a very precarious position to be in. Now that you're all bloated up and looking like any moment now that you could have the one that tried to kill me, you might take that in consideration. Just try to milk this for everything it's worth till the very last moment, son. That's what you should do. Getting out there and deciding what I can and can't do, that was never part of the equation. That's the part they don't get. They think that they can tell you what you can and cannot do. And it is absolutely true, though. All they can get currently, all they can get from us is that which we let them have. If we don't let them have it, they can't take it. Do you think Feinstein, Murphy, Blumenthal, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, do you think Schumer and Hillary Clinton and all these people, do you think they're going to strap up and go out the door loaded for bear and start kicking in the door and taking it from us? They are the ones that have thrown the police under the bus. We're the ones supporting them. We're the ones supporting the military. We're the ones supporting Black America. We want everybody that is an American to succeed, to prosper, to be great. They want to control it all. Who do you think wins that? That one little particular one. So, yes, we're going to hear all kinds of noise in the coming days and weeks and months, possibly, about this. We're going to hear some other things about this guy. This guy had done several dry runs in other places. He had booked hotel rooms in Chicago. It looked like they're saying that he was going to try to get away. He had a plan to get away. And I guess that whole knocking out a big old window in the middle of two big windows at a hotel that's never had that happen before, that has a nice facade facing where you're shooting, I guess that never occurred to him. So, but initially it looks like he had a plan to escape. So this guy was very dark. He bought 33 guns in 12 months, which is not that bad. But he obviously had something going on. Something was happening. He had a little bit of an agenda. And five men, with no regard for their own safety, went and stopped it. One security guard in particular got up there and stopped it. Even though he took a hit when he made that first contact, that stopped it. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.